So the pragmatic theory has the problem that it makes truth of a belief something you can will, because you should be able to adopt a belief which is useful to you. It takes the involuntariness out of the idea of belief. So that's another problem with the theory. A third problem, I think, goes to the heart of the problem with this entire theory. It gets things the wrong way around. It puts the cart before the horse. There is, of course, a connection between truth and usefulness, and that's what the pragmatic theory relies on, us seeing that connection. I gave the example of my believing that jumping off tall buildings is dangerous, and so I believe that I shouldn't do that. I believe that it's dangerous to do that. That's a good belief to have because it prevents me jumping off the tall buildings and so injuring myself. Now, the pragmatist says about that, well, what is it that makes that belief true? It's the fact that it's useful. But isn't it the other way around? What makes it useful is that it's true. Why is it useful for me to believe that I shouldn't jump off tall buildings? Because it's true that if I do, I'll result in injury. It will result in injury. It's not that the truth depends on the usefulness, it's the usefulness depends on the truth. Let me repeat the point so we can be quite clear what's going on in here. I'm going around the world, I'm forming various beliefs, which I take to be true. Those beliefs aid me in my life. They enabled me to make decisions and perform actions which lead me to satisfy my goals and not to get into too much trouble. Why is it that that's so? Well, the beliefs are useful to me because they're true beliefs. In other words, they reflect the way things really are. Of course, my beliefs should reflect the way things really are. If they don't, I'm liable not to do very well in my interactions with the way things really are. So my true beliefs are useful. The pragmatist has seized on that connection, but inverted it in the wrong way. The pragmatist has said, well, since my true beliefs are useful, what makes them true is that they are useful. But that's not what makes them true. What makes them true is the fact that they represent the way things really are. And it's that that makes my beliefs useful. It's not that my beliefs are true because they're useful. And we've already seen that there are cases in which beliefs can be useful without being true. That is to say, they can be useful to me, they can satisfy my goals, without corresponding to the way things really are. So the pragmatist theory is wrong. The pragmatist theory is very widely held nowadays by many people because they think that they wish to avoid a transcendental notion of truth or a Platonic notion of truth, and they want to be down to earth. Perhaps they don't want to use the idea of truth. They'd rather just use the idea of usefulness. But it's actually quite easy to see, and we just saw there without too much difficulty, that the theory is quite wrong as an account of what it is for a statement to be true. So that leaves us with the correspondence theory. The correspondence theory is a theory which I think everybody, every common sense person, intuitively believes. And that's good because actually it is the correct theory of truth. It simply says this: for a belief to be true is for it to represent how things really are in the world outside of us. So if I believe that Paris is in France, my belief is true because something outside of me, namely Paris, is in another thing which is outside of me, France. There really is that relationship between those two entities, the city and the country. If I believe that it's raining outside, what makes that true is that what my belief is about, namely rain and outside, is really the case. There really is outside the case that there's rain coming down, and so my belief is true. So it's called the correspondence theory because what it says is that a belief being true is a correspondence between the belief and the facts. Truth of a belief is correspondence to the facts. Let me put it in a way which I think makes it very clear. I have a belief about something. Suppose I believe that snow is white. My belief is about snow. So what is it for my belief to be true? It's for the thing that my belief is about, in this case snow, to be as I believe it to be. As we might say, to really be as I believe it to be. So if I believe that snow is white, that's true because the thing my belief is about, namely snow, is the way I believe it to be. It is white. So the idea we get here is there's reality. It consists of facts, consists of things having properties, snow being white, Paris being in France, it's raining outside, whatever it may be. And that realm of fact is something I try to mirror, I try to get right in my beliefs. My beliefs aim to represent the way things really are in reality, in the realm of fact. And my beliefs are true when they do get things right, when they do represent the way things really are in reality, when the things that they're about really do have the properties that I believe them to have.